Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're on to Daf Dalid. And we're holding the last line of Gimel Amud Beis. Very short summary of what we learned in the Amud Beis, starting down about 12 lines from the top. The Gemara told us that there is a machlokes between Abaya and Rava as to what Rav Nachman holds about the size of Amois. Again, 12 lines from the top of the Amud, Omer Abaye Mishmei de Rav Nachman Amas Sukkah, the Amas Mavoi. If you're talking about the Amois that are being employed for a Sukkah or for a Mavoi, that's V'Amah Bas Chamisha. That's a 5 Tvachim Amah. Not your typical 6 Tvachim Amah, but a 5 Tvachim Amah. Amas Kelayim, the Amah Bas Shisha. If you're talking about Kelayim, then it's Amah Bas Shisha. And the Gemara explained yesterday in some detail what the cases are regarding Sukkah, Mavoi, and Kelayim. So, very clear according to Baya, these are 5 Tvachim Amahs, this is a 6 Tvachim Amah. Skipping down all the way to the bottom, 2 lines from the bottom, Rav Mishmei Rav Nachman, Amah, no. Kol Amois, Be'amah Bashisha. Sai Mavoi, Sai Sukkah, Sai the case of Kelayim, everything is Bashisha. Rather, there's a difference of a very, very small amount. El halolu soichkois, valolu atzevois. Literally, what that means is these are smiling amas and these are frowning amas. Meaning, when you think of an amma contains 6 tefachim. A tefach is roughly the size of a fist. And therefore, if you take your fist, you take your hand, you can go and clench the 4 fingers together and not let any space in. That would be that they are atzeivos, that they are frowning. On the other hand, if you open them a little bit, then they're sochkes, it's as if they are smiling. And of course, we want smiling, we don't want frowning. Anyway, so the point is, when you're talking about the sukkah and the mavoi, those are the smaller amois, meaning 6 tvachim amois, but the frowning tvachim, smaller tvachim. Mashenkin, when you're talking about the kalayim, you're talking about the larger tvachim. So you're saying to yourself, so tell me, what's the difference between frowning and between smiling? What is the whole chilik? So the difference between one and the other, says the Rajba, is a chatsi etzpa. An etzpa, there are, depending on how you count the tvachim, but typically we say there are 4 etzbois to a tefach. And therefore, each etzpa, think of a half an etzpa. Assuming that a tefach is roughly 4 inches, you're talking about the difference of a half an inch between the sochkois and the oitzebois. Atzebois. Okay, fine. The Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas to try to bring a raya to either Abaye or to Rava. Meisve, kol amish amur chachamim. All the amois that the chachamim said, have amah bashisha. Ubulvad shaloi yehu mechuvanais. One means they should not be mechuvanais. They shouldn't be exact. Not exact. We'll see what that means exactly in a moment. But we see from the Lashon of the Brayis immediately, Kol Amish Amr Chacham Ma'am Bashisha, that's word for word, like Rava said in the name Rav Nachman, that all Amis are Bashisha. That's L'choyra, Grois Akash and Abaya. Abaya says it depends. If you're talking about a Mavoi or a Sukkah, it's Ma'am Bas Chamisha. And the Gemara explains, if Ishlaim led Rava, Rava says, I understand perfectly what this Braisa means. The Braisa says, as I said, Rava, all Amois are Bas Shisha. Ubuvad, but make sure that they're not Mechubanis. What does that mean? Kihechid lahavian halolo seichkais, valolo atzeivais. That if you're talking about the Mavoi and the Sukkah, then you got to talk about atzeivais. Those narrow, somewhat limited tvachim, the frowning tvachim. If you're talking about the Kelayin, then you're talking about tzachkos, you're talking about the smiling tvachim. So then this braisa sounds perfect. El Abaye Kasha couldn't abaye, it doesn't make sense. All amoisa, amabashisha. It's not true. You get the sukkah and mavoi, it's ba'amabas chamisha. Evdi ma'amalach Abaye. Eimo amas kelayim ba'amabas shisha. You got to start the Brice again on the final line of Gimel Amid Beis. Meisvei, not Kol Amish Amr Chacham. Kol Amish Amr Chacham and Behilchais Kelayim. Be Amabashisha. We're limiting it to Kelayim. Okay, then there's no Kasha. Yeah, that's according to everybody. But that doesn't really sound correct, because continue on to the Sefer of the Brisa, which we didn't bring until now, but now the Gemara brings it. Make sure that they're not the small ones, but they're the big ones. No, Reb Shimon Gamliel apparently is arguing with the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama is saying one thing, and Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's only by Kelayim. So it sounds like Mechlal, the Tanakhama, Kol Amois Ka'amar. From the dialogue, it appears that Abaye's fix, where Abaye said that the Tanakhama is only talking about those Amois of Kelayim, doesn't sound right. It sounds like the Tanakhama is talking about all Amois across the board. Sai Gabi Mogoyin, Sai Gabi Sukin, Sai Gabi Kelayim, for everything. And that, says Reb Shimon Gamliel, hold your horses 1 second. Not all Amois, but only the Amois by Kelayim. So if that's the case, Frey Timura, then Choyra Vishtarka Kasha and Abaye from the Tanakhama. Because the Tanakhama says across the board everything, A, B, and C, Kelayim, and Mavui, and Sukkahs, all Amois pas Shisha. It's a Chvay Tishver, according to Abaye. So we fixed it again before, according to Abaye, by saying Tanakhama doesn't mean all Amos. It means the Amos of Kelayim. That if that's the case, then what does Reb Shimon Gamliel say? Reb Shimon Gamliel is just repeating it. Kol Amos HaMechacham B'Kelayim. So then for Amalek Abaye, Abaye says, you got me. You're 100% right. There's no way that I can find that the Tanakhama is consistent with my view. But rather, V'lad Ni'ikar Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Koy Kavasi, that's the whole point of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel is stating my position, says Abaye. The Tanakhama says that all Amos across the board, because the Gabi Mavui and the Gabi Sukkah and the Gabi Kelayim is all Amos Bashisha, says Shimon Gamliel. Listen to Abaye. Abaye is right. It's only by Kelayim or it's Bashisha, because by Mavui and by Sukkah it's only Bas Chamisha. Very good. So the Chayyim Abaye has Reb Shimon Gamliel to hang his hat on. So to well, Abaye Vadi Tanoi, he, according to Abaye, it's crystal clear, Machloikis Tanakhama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tanakhama says, everything, all halachas are Bashisha. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, no, not everything, only by Kelayim. The Rava Milema Tanoi, according to Rava, do you say that there's a Machloikis Tanoi? Because if according to Rava, that Rava holds that everywhere you always have the Amma Bashisha, so what then is Reb Shimon Gamliel saying? Is Reb Shimon Gamliel arguing the Tanakhama? Zokti Yomara Amalach Rava? No! Reb Shimon Gamliel Ha'as Lashminen. Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama could be one Shita. And all Reb Shimon Gamliel has come to tell us is Amas Kilayim Lo Yitzamtzeim. In other words, how does the Brisa begin? The Tanakhama says all Amois are Bashisha, which means Mavui and Sukkah and Kelayim. Everything is Bashisha. But make sure that they're not exact. What means not exact? Some of them may be Sochkois, and some of them may be Atzeivois. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, when it comes to Kelayim, remember those are the Sochkois. Don't be Mitzamtzen. Don't make them Mitzamtzomois, the smaller ones, the frowning ones, the Atzeivois. Make them the smiling ones. And that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel is doing. He's just clarifying what the Tanakhama is saying. It says, Avan, the Tanakhama is right, that in all cases they're never mechuvanos. They're either Atzeivois or Sochkois, one of the two. That's what the Tanakhama says. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, remember Abaisai, when it comes to the Kelayim, don't be mitzamtzem with the frowning Atzeivois. Rather think of the broad ones, the sochkois, the smiling ones. So when you hear that Reb Shimon Gamliel's pshat, according to Rava, his smile comes across your face and you say, azei gishmak harav ezorim pshat in the brisa. So amalachrav Reb Shimon Gamliel ha'osel hashmi'inan. Ooh, Reb Shimon Gamliel has come to tell us not to argue fundamentally. He agrees with the Tanakhama. But rather, he's telling you, when the Tanakhama said, shelo yehu michuvanois, the kabi amas kelayim, not only don't they be michuvanis, but don't be mitzumtzumis, don't be mitzamtzim with the atzevois, but rather give them the sachkois. Frankly, if that's the whole kavana of Reb Shimon Gamliel, he is far too wordy. Because look what Reb Shimon Gamliel says. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Kol amay she'amru chachamim bekilayim be'ama bashisha." Why does he have to add this be'ama bashisha? The Tanakhama already said that kol amoys are be'ama bashisha. If all Reb Shimon Gamliel come to tell you that the kilayim make sure that the shisha amoys are sachkois, all Reb Shimon Gamliel should say is, don't forget the kol amish amru chachamim bekilayim. Yehu loy yehu mitzum tzomais. Why does he have to repeat the b'amba bashisha? Zuk timar v'leim amas kelayim lo yitzamtzen. B'amba bashisha lemute mai. Lav lemute lechoyer, doesn't it come to your mind? It's amas sukkah v'amas movi. The way Abaya learns. The fact that Reb Shimon Gamliel throws in these words. Kolam yishim rechachom mekelayim. B'amba bashisha. The Tanakhama already said that all Amos are Bashisha. Why is Reb Shimon Gamliel repeating that by Kilayim Bamba Bashisha? L'choyer, because he's coming to tell us that only by Kilayim is Bamba Bashisha. When it comes to Sukkim Mavoy, it's Takanat Bashisha, but it's Bas Chamisha. Is a riot to Abaya. Shver on Rava. It's not really Shver on Rava. Rava can go and say, I hold like the Tanakhama. But this pshat that we just gave according to Rava, that Rava doesn't want to make it a machlokes tanoim, and say Reb Shimon Gamliel is just being mafarish the Tanakhama, the Chayyah, that doesn't hold water. Because if that's the case, why does he have to repeat B'amah Bashisha? So the Chayyah, I have to say that in fact it's a machlokes, just like Abaya says it's a machlokes. And the Tanakhama, that's Rava. The Rava says, always, in all cases, B'amah Bashisha. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is like Abaya, that's not in all cases, it depends. Kilayim is 6, and Movi and Suk is 5. That's a beautiful pshat. Look to more life. Abaya, not Abaya. Rava still insists that there is no machlokes, and that in fact by Movi, and by Sukkah, and by Kilayim, it's always Bashisha, Sai according to Tanakhama, Sai according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. So now you're going to ask, so why did Reb Shimon Gamliel insist on saying that by Kilayim, Bi'ama Bashisha? Not to exclude Movi and Sukkah, but Lemute Am Yesoivi Amasoivev, to exclude certain parts of the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. Tachsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, in describing the Beis, in describing the Mizbeach, a Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Eilem Midois HaMizbeach. Now I'm going to tell you what the Midois, the measurements were of the Mizbeach. Be'amois. Of course, we're going to measure it in amos. But not all amos are built the same. They're not all created equal. But rather, you have the amma meaning a small amma of 5 tfachim, and then you have an amma v'toifach, which means an amma which is larger because it includes the amma of 5 plus an additional tefach, which makes it into 6. And therefore what the Pasuk is telling us is that the Amos that we're going to describe in this Pasuk of the Mizbeach, these are all 5 Tvachim Amos. There's the Amma, which means 5 Tvachim, and then if you want a parenthetical, Amma V'toifach, that if you want to get to a 6 Tvachim Amma, you have to take our Amos that we're talking about here in the Pasuk and add a Tefach to it. Okay, so which parts of the Mizbeach are the 5 Tvachim Amos? Number 1, Cheko Amo, which the Gemara in a moment is going to tell us means the Yesoid, that's the bottom, the foundation. The Amaroichav is referring to the Sovev, which goes around the Mizbeach, which we're going to talk about in a moment. Number 3 is Ugvula El Tzvasa Sovev, Zeres O Echad, that's referring to each one of the 4 Kronois, the 4 cornerstones at the top of the Mizbeach. And by the way, v'zeh gavah Mizbeach, when we're measuring the Mizbeach HaPnimi, until now we were talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzai, that's the big Mizbeach, the one that had the Kedesh, that you had to go up to it with a ramp. But if you want to talk about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was inside the Heichel, that was also used on a regular basis, but for the Ketores. The only time it was used for Kabbonis was on Yom Kippur, as well as occasionally throughout the year if you had a situation of a par helem dover shel tzibur, but not on a normal basis. Anyway, all of those are measured with the small five tvachim apps, as the Gemara explains. Cheika ama ze yesoid, ba'ama roichav ze soivev, ugvules vasesoviv ela akronois. This is also the same thing when it refers to the Mizbeach HaZov. Now, when we're talking about the Yesoid, Rashi points out, both by the Yesoid and the Soivev, there are two things that we need to consider. Let's talk about the Yesoid. Yesoid is the foundation. When we think of foundations and buildings, typically the foundation is covered over and you don't see the foundation. By the Mizbeach, you saw the foundation, and in fact, it had utility. What was the utility? That on one or other side, you had to go and pour out the Shiori Hadam on the Yesoid HaMizbeach. Depending on the carbon, whether it was a carbon chitzon or a carbon panimi, sometimes you poured it out on the Dorim side, that's the side where the Kevish was, and sometimes you poured it out on the Marav side, which was towards the Heichel. But anyway, it doesn't make a difference, but the point is that Yesoid was visible. It wasn't on all four sides. It was only on two sides, because the other two sides only had as an amichel mishkan, but not the whole thing. Okay, anyway, but for our purposes, all we have to know is that there was a Yesoid. Now, in terms of that Yesoid, the Yesoid was one amma. Question is, what one amma are we talking about? You have the goiva. The goiva means the height. In other words, you go from the ground, you work your way up. When you're looking at the Mizbeach, one amma tall, one amma high, that's the height of the Yesoid. They also have what's called the Knisa. Knisa means the, if you will, the way the it's indented until you get to the Mizbeach. If a person, for instance, were walking on the Yesoid, I'm not suggesting one should, but if one were to walk on the Yesoid, then the depth or the length of the Yesoid is from the beginning of the Yesoid, where it hits the ground, till where it hits the Mizbeach, that expanse is also an Amma. The question is, which Amma are we referring to? Are we referring to the Goiva, to the height of the Yesoid, or are we referring to the Knisa, the depth of that Yesoid, until you hit the Mizbeach? So Rashi talks about it, and Rashi says that when we're referring to the Yesoid being all of an amma of the smaller ammas of the five tvachim ammas, we're talking about the goiva. However, in terms of the knisa, knisa meaning again the width or the depth of the Yesoid, that however that was be amma bas shisha. So that's when you're talking about the Yesoid. Now let's go up five ammas until we get to the sovev. So what exactly was this sovev? The two soveves that the Gemara refers to from time to time, one is the sovev around the Mizbeach, and one was the sovev on top of the Mizbeach. The one that was on top of the Mizbeach was used typically for the Kahanim to walk around the Mizbeach to go and adjust the flames, adjust the pyre, the marocha, sometimes to go and throw back some Eivorim or some Pedorim, some of the Aymarim, things that may have fallen off, so they adjust it. So you had a soiv on top of the Mizbeach. But we're not talking about the top one. We're talking about one that is around the Mizbeach. It girds the Mizbeach. And the main purpose of that soiv was to determine the place between the Domim Ha'Elyonim and the Domim HaTachtonim. What does that mean? That when you had the applying of the blood to the Mizbeach, please don't be nervous. One second. With the exception of the Karban Chatas, and with the exception of the Karban Oilas Hu'oif, all the other Kabbanis, you would throw the blood beneath the Sovev, or beneath the Chut HaSikra. And therefore, that is where the blood would go and hit the Mizbeach. On the other hand, when you had to do the Oilas Hu'oif, or you did the chatas, you went above the soidiv or above the chuta sikra to go and touch the top of the mizbech. Anyway, that soiv that went a room and a room, why does it have a special name, soiviv? Because there too, when you hit the 5 amma level of the mizbeach, guess what? It didn't go flush all the way up to the top, to the kronos. There too, there was an indentation, and the mizbeach got narrower at the part of the soiviv. Okay, so how wide was that soiviv? Guess what? It was 1 amma. Which amma are we talking about? The amma bas chamisha. Here we're talking about the knisa, the depth with amma bas chamisha. Down below the knisa of the amma of the yisod, that was the amma bas shisha. It was the goiva that was the amma bas chamisha. The breadth, the width, the depth was the amma bas shisha down below. But you got to the soiviv there, the knisa was ba'ama bas chamisha. That's what Rashi explains in the Rashi beginning, the zegav mizbech. Then we get all the way up now to the kronos. Kronos were cubes on the four corners of the mizbech. And each one of them was also ba'ama bas chamisha, not ba'ama bas shisha. And there, it was both in the height and in the length and in the width. It was a cube of smaller amois bas chamisha. When the pasuk refers to zeres or echad, Rashi says that zeres is a half an amma, and zeres is from smack in the middle of the midpoint of each keren, so that in all directions you had a half an amma, and then if you added a half an amma with a half an amma, of course you got an amma. That's how you got an amma square as well as an amma as a cube. So these three on the Mizbeach HaChitzay, the Yesoid, the Soiviv, and the Koranais all involved the smaller 5 Tvachim Amas. And then the Pasuk says, and by the way, the same thing applies to Mizbeach HaZov, which is inside the Heichal, there too, you have the smaller Amas. Okay, all of that is fascinating, all of that is great. The point of all of this is that when you have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying in the Sefer of the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Kol Amish Omer Chacham Bekelayim Be'ama Bashisha, here Abaye says, Bekelayim La'afukei, to come to exclude Mavoi and Sukkah, because those were Bas Chamisha. Says Rabbi Nein, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees to the Tanakama, that halachically, when we're talking about the Mavoi, the Hilchei Shabbos and Erevin, when we're talking about the Sukkah, the Hilchei Sukkah, when we're talking about Kelayim, everything was Amma Bashisha. So why did Rav Shimon Gamliel have to repeat the Amma Bashisha? Because he's telling us, Lafukei, the dimensions of the Mizbeach, and Mietshem, we will see it with our own eyes, the Korev Mamish. With this, we completed that Sugya of the Machlokes Abaye V'Rava, as to the various sizes of the Amis. Now the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, but in Mi'atshem you'll see towards the end of the Gemara, we're going to come back in Mi'atshem to the sizes of the Amis. So stay tuned and don't forget about different size Amis. This is a very, very famous Gemara, Amr Abchi Barashi, Amr Rav, Shi'urin Mechatzitzin Mechitzin Aloch Lamoish Me'Sinai. That Shi'urin means what we are typically familiar with, eating a kezias, drinking a revias, things of that nature, those are shiurin. Rashi, in fact, goes a little bit more in detail. If you want to see the second wide line of the Rashi down below, where Rashi says, shiurin shenosa chacham l'chol dover kegoyim. When are you oiver when you eat dam or chaylev or pigal or noiser? It's always kezayis. Kezayis dam of chaylev. I'm sorry, kezayis of eating dam. Kezayis of eating chaylev. Kezayis of pigal. Kezayis of noiser, kezayis when a meshem a tamid ba'oil, gabi tumma, v'shar shiurim the mafarish the kaman, etc., etc. So those are kezayis, and we're going to talk about revias, and we're going to talk about other shiurim. So all of these shiurim, says our Gemara, that's aloch of Moshe Sinai. The aloch of chatzitzin means when a person toivled, both the person and or a kli that you're toivling, you have to make sure that there's no chatzitza, as I'm sure all of you from time to time when you've toiveled your kelim, you always see all of those sticky stuff on it, whether it's some sort of label which is stuck to it. Takes forever to get those things off. Anyway, those are what we call chatzitzes. And then mechitzin is the minimum share of a mechitza for various purposes. So all three of these, halacha l'moshe v'sinai. The Gemara asks, you're telling me Shiur Malachim Mishvesina, Shiur Ndir Aisi, Shiur Minateira Dechziv. We had the pasuk in last week's parsha. Eretz Chita Sa'ira Gethen Ta'ina Verimoin Eretz Zei Shemin Udvash. And we learn from that parsha, from the Eretz Chita Sa'ira, I don't think it was last week, I think it was back in Veschana. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, that's a very famous pasuk, Chita Sa'ira Gethen Ta'ina Verimoin, that's the pasuk of the Shivas Haminim. The pasuk is not just to go and tell us about the Shivas Haminim, Shinishtabchu Ben Eretz Yisrael, but rather each one of these words is also telling us Hilchos Shiurin. Now, what are the Hilchos Shiurin by Chitus Oyre Gefetele? But remind Omer Avchanan Kol HaPosek Hazel Shiurin Nemar. And the Gemara goes into some detail. Chit, Kivlir Kivit Nan, Hanichlas Labayis HaMenuga, a person that enters into a bias HaMenuga. A bias HaMenuga means a bias that the Chochem, the Koyin, certified is a bias that has a negatzeras on the world. People should not go into it because it's metame, similar in a certain degree to a bias of chas v'shalom, a bias hanes, that anything inside the house unfortunately becomes tame. You remember the famous Rashi in Chumash, where Rashi says that when the koyin comes, the first thing he says is, please take everything out of the bias before I make my decision. Because once I make my decision that it's all a bias hamanuga, everything is going to become tameh. So take everything out first, so that by the time I make my declaration that it's tameh, if and when I make my declaration that it's tameh, then you have cleared out the house from all of the kedem. Good. So now, there are two psukim. One pasuk says, v'abola bias, somebody who comes into the Bayis Hamanuga, that's the Bayis of Tzaras, he, as well as anything that he is carrying, becomes Tameh. And then there's another Bayis, that's another Pasuk that says, Va'oichel Ba'Bayis, Yechabes is Begodet. Someone who's eating inside the Bayis Hamanuga, he becomes Tameh. So the obvious question is, what do you have to come for eating? Once he walks into the house, Ha'boil Ba'Bayis, he's Tameh immediately. You tell me, yeah, after that, if he sits down for a meal, he's also going to become Tameh. Doesn't sound right. Even before he sat down for a meal, as soon as he walked in, he became Tameh. What is this duplication in Psukim, which seems to be contradictory? So the Gemara explains. The Mishnah explains. A Mishnah Mesechus Negoim, which is where you would expect to find it. Hanichlu the Bayis HaMenuga, a person walked into the Bayis HaMenuga. The Kalev Al Kseifov, his Kalev, meaning his clothing, and or pots and pans, or groceries, or whatever this person is carrying. These kelim are ksefa, not groceries. Talk about either begodim, or talk about kelim. They are on his ksefa, means on his shoulder. V'sandal v'taboyse biyodav, and he's holding his sandals. He's not wearing his sandals, like you see sometimes people in Manhattan, that walk down the street, instead of putting the sandalim on their feet, they're holding it in their hands, a very very intelligent thing to do. The taboyse biyodav, they're not wearing the rings, but the rings are in their hands. Hu v'hem tamei miyad, as soon as the person enters into the Bayis HaMenuga, and he has these kelim, and these sandalim, and these taboys, everything becomes tamei immediately. Now notice, in this case, he is not wearing the sandalim. He's not wearing the tabas on his fingers. He's not wearing the kalim, but rather they happen to be on his shoulders. Doesn't mean that he's not wearing, he could be fully dressed. But in addition to that, he has additional clothing or additional kalim on his ksef. So Zoktach, the Mishnah, all of those, meaning the person, the kalim on his shoulders, and the sandals that he's holding in his hand, and the taboys that he's holding in his hand, all of them become tamei as soon as he walks into the Bayis HaMenuga, because each one of them is a bo el habayis. Each one is considered to be, he walked in. However, hayilovish kelev, the sandal beraglav, the taboys beetzboisav, what happens if this person is dressed normally? He doesn't have extraneous kelim on his shoulder, but he's wearing his kelim. In other words, he's wearing his clothing. And the sandalim are on his feet. And the taboysev are on his fingers, the way they're supposed to be. Then hu tamei miyad. Then he becomes tamei immediately, just like before. The hain, but the levush, the malbush, tohoirim ad sheyishe b'chdei achilles pras. that you gotta wait until he finishes eating a meal. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Habo el habayis, when you're coming into the house, whatever is coming in, the person and whatever he's carrying, whatever peklach, all of them become tamei immediately. However, v'oichel b'bayis yichabes is begodim. When do you have kibbutz begodim? Meaning that the begodim that he's wearing become tamei. That's only if it's an oichel b'bayis. Now the question is, how much does he have to be oichel? Do you have to eat kisudas shloim b'shatoi? Do you have to eat a royal feast? Says the Gemara, no. We're talking about something much more modest. He's eating a pras, again, b'chdei achilas pras, of paschitim. Pras means a half a loaf of paschitim, of wheat bread, le pasa oidim, and not barley bread. Mesiv, when he is sitting down nicely, like from the Lashon Haseber that we have by Pesach. V'oich b'liftan, and he's dipping it into one of the 1,000 dips that you can buy nowadays in the kosher sections of the supermarkets, the various dips. What's the point? The point is that when we're measuring this kedei achilas pras, we're making it relatively quick. If the person is eating wheat bread and not barley bread, barley bread is much more coarse. It takes much longer to go and just chew it and swallow it. It's talking about that he's sitting, he's not standing, because if you stand, once again, it takes longer for you to chew and to swallow it. When you're sitting down, you're at ease. And also, if you eat it just a kalte shtickel breit, something which is totally unadorned, just your plain bread, it takes the time for you to go and eat it. However, if you are able to put it into some sort of dip, if you put it into your favorite dip, whether it's tomato dip or baba ganoush, or into tchina or into hummus or the 150 other dips that you can go get today, oh, yeah, geschmack, oh, it's delicious. And therefore, it's much easier for you to go and chew and swallow down. So how long does this take? It doesn't tell us. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever that point of time is, boom. At that point, not only he will become tamei, v'oichel b'bayis yechabes as begodov. The clothing that he's wearing will become tamei. He's got to go and toivel it in the mikvah. So the key that we're learning from the word chita is for purposes of oichel b'bayis, b'bayis hamenuga, it's achilas pras of a pas of chitim. That's a loch of chitim. What do we learn from Sa'ira? We learn from Sa'ira Ditnan. Etzem kis'oira metam b'mago masa v'enem metam b'oyer. As everybody knows, is an inyan of tumas mes. Chas v'shalom, a person passes away, stay away from that person because you're going to become tamei. So if you touch the person or carry the person, or if you're in the oil together with a person, you become tamei. Now, what happens if you're not with the entire corpse, but only with a portion of the corpse? Rachmon litzlan. So if you're talking about, for instance, when it comes to tumas maga or tumas masa, and you're talking about an etzem, etzem means a bone, it's even kisa'oira. Kisa'oira means like a small barley corn, which is probably an inch or two in size. A klin shigazach, that's the entire etzem. You touch that, chulila, you become tummy. What happens if you have such an etzem inside a house? That's the only part of the mess, that little etzem. Eini matam b'oil. When is it matam b'oil? So Rashi really tells us if you have roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Roiv minyan, roiv binyan is, since we all have 248 evarim, so roiv of 248 would be 125. Right? 2 times 125 gets it to 250, so that would be a majority. Also roiv binyan would mean most of the skeleton. Rashi says, beishu kaim v'yerach echad oi roiv. In other words, you have most of the skeleton from the top, from the bottom, from the legs, from the thighs. Anyway, that is metam ba'oil. But what is not metam ba'oil? An etzem kisoid, a small little piece of bone, is not metam ba'oil, only magu masa. Oh, so that's what we learned from sa'oira, that major halach. Now we're going to continue on. Eretz chita sa'oira, gefen. What do we learn from gefen? Kedei revias yayin lenazir. When it comes to nazir, as we know, a nazir is not allowed to go and drink wine. What happens if he drinks wine? If he drinks wine of a shir of revias, then chas v'shalom, the person goes and gets malchus. He's violated his nazirs. That's what we learn from Geffen, to pay the shir of the revias. What about a te'ena? Te'ena is kigroigus leitzua Shabbos. We just finished Pesach Shabbos, and whenever we're talking about carrying food items in or out of the house, or for that matter, carrying them in the Shusha Rabim. What was the minimum share to be Mechayiv on Shabbos? It's got to be a share ki groigris. What is the share? Groigris actually tells us to Te'ena Yavesha, a dried out fig. Oh, that's what I learned from Te'ena. Although the Gemara refers to Loitzah Shabbos, if you remember back in the Sechta Shabbos, Rashi said in a couple of places that this refers to not only a Torah Shabbos, but all Hilcha Shabbos. Like if you're dealing with Tchina, you're grinding up food, you're doing Losh, you're doing Dosh, you're doing this, that, or the other thing involving food, always the minimum share is the share of a Kegroigris. Anyway, so that's what I learned from Tei. Then the Pasuk continues on to Efen V'rimoin. What's Rimoin? A pomegranate. Kiritnan kol balibat, kol klei balibatim, shiurim kirimoinim. We've had this numerous times, and that is the Gabi Hilchoi Summa Vitahara, that as long as a kli still has utility, then a balabus or a balabusta will want to keep that kli for sentimental value as well as to save the expense of having to buy a brand new kli. And so therefore, when a kli will be kimoitzi mayim, then they're going to start putting in zaysim. And then what happens if it's kimoitzi zayis? Gets a bigger hole, and now the olives start falling through, then you start putting in rimayim. However, once it gets a hole the size of a rimayim, you can't use this keli anymore. It's like the size almost of a watermelon, not literally a watermelon, but you know, a rimayim, a pomegranate, is very large. And so therefore, this kli is now totally tahar, because it's considered to be useless. Okay, that's what we learn from rimayim. Eretz zeh shemen u'dvash. What do we learn from zayis? Says the Gemara, Eretz shekol shiurei kizaisim. I learned from Zayis, all shiurim are kizaisim. Pray Gemara, kol shiurei asol kadaitach, v'ikahani damon. We've just been now for the last 5-10 minutes talking about the shira v'chita for purposes of ayis hamenuga, esa oira for purposes of an etzem kisa oira. We've been talking about the din of gefen for revias for purposes of a nozir, and tain is the gabi hilchis Shabbos, and rimayim the gabi hilchis tuma. And now you tell me all shiurim are kizayis, and aim eretz sheroiv shiurei kizayisim, that in general most shiurim are kizayis. And like Rashi already went through the list on the Amud Aleph, Rashi does us a favor and he goes through the list again. If a person's eating chaylev or dam or noiser or bigel or tameh or nevela behemet tmeya, you eat non-kosher meat, psarames, all of those have a din of a kizayis. Finally, eretz yishem l'dvash. As everybody knows, dvash doesn't mean dvash dvoirim, which would mean of bees, but it means dvash tamarim. Kikoysus agas aliyem kipurim. That the shear, the gabi Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur doesn't say in the Torah you're not allowed to eat. It just says that you have to go and be ma'an yourself. The inisem es nafsho yiseichem besisha lachoydish be'erev. Kichom ha'nefesh asher lo yiseune be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh. Why does the Torah use such an expression of inoy? So Yomar learns in Sechtes Yuma that if a person eats a kazayis, he's still be'inoy. However, it's kekois v'sagasa, this is a large date that already affords him a little bit of satisfaction. It's more than just a kezayis. So that's the shear for Yom Kippur. That's what I need to learn from that. Okay, with this we've concluded the pasuk and all of the shiurim that we're learning from the pasuk. So Freit Imara, you started off by saying, "Ul shiurim aloch l'moish mi-sinai." I see that this pasuk tells us about 7 different shiurim, about the chit and the sayin and the gev and dain and rima and dambar. I have all of these shiurim when he told me aloch l'moish mi-sinai. Yes.
What is the difference between a groigris and a bait? Which shiur is larger?
A groigris is a dried out fig, and a koisis is a dried out date.
Yes.
I believe a dried out date is larger than a dried out fig, but I couldn't tell you that for sure. That's my general belief. But regardless, if you want to go and measure the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, start off with dried figs. If you want to talk about Inyan Yom Kippur, you have to take the dried date. Frank Dimara, so Dimara is asking Akasha, you're telling me the Halach L'Moshe Sinai, I have a pasuk in the Torah. After Dimara of Tisbra, is it really true that I have a pasuk in the Torah? Shi'ura nichtav ksivi? If you look through this pasuk, Eretz chita sa'oira gefen teinav rima. Where does it say in the word chita that we're talking about a bayis amunagas? Where does it say by sa'oira that we're talking about an etzim kisa'oira? Where does it say by gefen we're talking about a nozir? obviously, all of this is, if you will, commentary. It doesn't say Befeish in the Pasuk. And therefore, says Yimayla Hilchas Anino, the truth of the matter is, all of these seven are Halacha LaMoshe MeSinai. Bas Machinu Rabban Nakroi. And the Rabbanan found a Pasuk which lends itself as biblical support, if you will, scriptural support, that you can find words in the Torah which lend themselves to these seven shiurim, so therefore they adapted it to this pasuk. But in truth, it's really halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Well, let's continue on. We said not only shiurim, you also have chatzitzin and mechitzin. Chatzitzin, freitimor, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The raisin is dosach ha-pasuk d'chsiv. The Gemara quotes the pasuk a little bit out of order. It's not v'rochatz es kol psori b'moyim, but rather it's v'rochatz b'mayim es kol psori. So we have all the right words here in the Gemara, but it's out of order. The b'mayim should really come after the v'rochatz. Okay, so what do I learn from that v'rochatz es kol psori b'moyim, or v'rochatz b'mayim es kol psori? Shalei heidover choytzitz ben psori l'mayim. What the pasuk is coming to tell you is, v'rochatz es kol psori, the entire flesh, meaning the entire skin of the individual, has to have that rechitza b'moyim. So, what does that mean? Make sure there's no chatzitza. Because if there's some chatzitza on the person's flesh, if the person has a band-aid on, or something sticking to him, or blood, or ink, or paint, or whatever it happens to be, you have a chatzitza. Because it's not water going on kol b'sarei. So, b'zoi, that's a very clear pasuk, clear drasha. What do I need? Halacha l'moshe Sinai. And the Gemara continues on other drushes from the same pasuk, which are unrelated to what we're talking about. B'mayim b'mei mikva. Since it just said b'mayim, and says Rashi, doesn't say b'mayim chayim. You don't need mayim chayim. You only need regular meg shomim, which are together in mei mikva, not a mayim chayim. That's only by ezav or metzayra. And the pasuk continues on kol b'soroi mayim. What it means kol b'soroi mayim, or kol b'soroi. Mayim shekol gufay oil behem, that the person should be able to toivel all at once. Not he has to go and toivel first half of his body and then the other half of the body. So how does that work? The kamehen, what is the shear? Amal amah baroim gimel amas. You have three amos cubed. You have one amah by one amah square. Then multiply that by three. So you have a cube of one by three amas. Okay, that's in terms of the dimensions. Shir Chacham may make when the Chacham said, if you fill up this one by three, you'll see that there's 40 sa. Okay. Anyway, but bottom line is, the first drasha from this pasuk was, Shloyei Dover Choytzitz Beim Psar Lamoyim. So what are you telling me? That Din of Chatzitza is the Lachal Amayshim Yisinai Echad Lechapasuk. Every mark Yitzrich Hilchasol Esarai. Taloch is coming, Taloch Lamoshe Sinai is talking about the hair on the person's head. Ukirabu Barav Huna, Yom Rabbi Rav Huna, Nimachas Kshura Chaitzetis, Sholoish Einun Chaitzetis, Shtayim Eni Yodeya, aha, says Rabbi Barav Huna, if you have a Nimachas means one hair, Kshura, you took that one hair and you tied it, in other words, you made a knot in it, Chaitzetis, you could make an effective knot in your hair. For those youngsters that still have hair on their head, after the shear is over, experiment, take one of your long hairs and go and tie it and see whether, in fact, it makes an effective tie so that it won't allow water through, and therefore that would be a chatzitza. Sholosh, if you take three together and you try to make a tie, ain't a chatzitza, because that's not an effective knot. Shtayim, if you take one with the other and you try to go and tie them together, any of that I'm not sure. Anyway, but the point is, the pasuk is referring to v'rochatz is called pisaroi b'mayim, that the whole pasuk, the whole skin, and therefore if you have a chatzitza, you don't have the whole skin. Here, however, we're talking about hair. The pasuk doesn't talk about hair. Since the pasuk doesn't talk about hair, maybe you could have a chatzitza in the hair and nobody cares. No, people do care. Halacha l'moshe Sinai, and that's why, particularly by the women in their kallah classes, they're all taught, they have to make sure before they toivel, when they toivel, that they have to go and brush out the hair very, very well, that there shouldn't be any knots in the hair. Okay, Freiti Gemara, you're telling me that the whole purpose of the halacha l'moshe Sinai is to tell you that halacha of hair Here, Sari Nami Deraisehi. Here is also in the Torah, the Sanya, the same pasuk that we were quoting. Verochatz b'mayim es kol besorai. What do I dash it from this S? Says the more S. I could have said Verochatz kol besorai. Which take S. The S comes to be marba, something which is toffel to the bosser. What's toffel? Zeusayer. Here is considered to be an accessory, if you will, of the whole body. It's not the key to the whole body, it's an accessory. It's a toffel, I'm sorry. So therefore, the Torah itself not only tells us Hilchos Chatzitza by Basar, it also talks about the S, which means the Seir, there too make sure there's no Chatzitza. So we're back to square one. What do I need? Halacha L'moshe Mei Sinai. I don't need it for the Basar. And I don't need it for the Seyar. Everything Mark Yossi Ilchas L'Rubay Ulami Uto L'Makpid Uli She'en and Makpid. The Halach L'Mashin has come to tell you the din of Roiv and Makpid. What does all of that mean? When a person has a Chatzitza on his flesh, or Rashi says the Gemara is referring to on his or her hair, are we talking about that there's a real big Chatzitza that measures twice from here to Canarsie, or we're talking about a little bit of a speck, a drop of ink, or a drop of something else. And for that matter, does the person care or does the person not care? Oh, Ukir of Yitzchak, the Omer of Yitzchak, Dvateira min haTorah, Ruboy umakbid olav choytzeit. The only chatzitza is if it's roiv and makbid. Now, you could learn the Gemara that we're talking about the person's body. The roiv of the body has on it a chatzitza. He's got paint from his nose until his belly or until his ankles or whatever. Roiv of the body has on a mark, but he's very upset about this paint. I don't want this paint. I want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. I'm embarrassed with the paint. So Rubi and Makbet Olav Chaitzitz. That's how you could learn the Gemara Poshet. Rashi, whoever says that our Gemara is referring to Seyar, specifically the hair. If you look at Rashi, three lines higher, Rubai Roiv Sarai, Shem Yesh Boi Dover Choytis Kegoyim Dam Yovesh, or Dioi Vetit Yovesh, Vezephis Yovesh, or Shekosha Rubai Achas Achas, again on the hair, Rubai Makbid Olav, says Rashi, Makbid Olav Shemitztair, Alichluk Zeshem Roisha, he or she is upset that I have all this junk in my hair. I have this dam yovish, I have the dyoy, I have the tit. Ugh, get it out of here. So Rubi Makbid Olav Chaitzitz. That's Minatoya. V'she'en in Makbid Olav, ain't a Chaitzitz. If the person is not Makbid, then it's not Chaitzitz. I don't care. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. V'gozru al Rubi She'en in Makbid b'shem Rubi ha-Makbid. V'al miyute ha-Makbid b'shem Rubi ha-Makbid. What the Gemara is telling us is, the Halacha L'Moshe Mei Sinai is telling you that you only have a problem of chatzitza if it's both roiv and makbid. However, if you're talking about miyut, that's makbid, or you're talking about roiv, the einai makbid, min haTorah, it's not a chatzitza. Midrabon and a gezeira, they were goyza that it is a chatzitza. Nochma. Now, since Rashi is learning that the Ruba is referring to the hair, how do you have a chatzitza by hair, but you have all of those things in the hair that we spoke about, the dam yavish and the dyoy and the tit and the zephis? Or Rashi said it could be koshur, that the hair is tied. Now, we said before, if three hairs are tied together, that's not considered a chatzitza because that's not an effective tie. So therefore, Rashi has to come up with kosher rubai achas achas. If the person has 5,000 hairs on his or her head, of the 5,000, 2,501 are each one of them is tied individually. Because once they're tied three together, that's gunish. If it's two, it's ashayla, the Gemara said, I'm not sure. So each one is tied individually, 2,501 hairs. Of course, for those of us that are older and only have about 100 hairs left, you only need 51 hairs. But anyway, but that's the din min haTorah, ruboy umakbid. That the chomim were now goyze in a case of she'enim akbid olav min haTorah ain't a chaytzit. For that matter, if it happens to be, even if he is makbid, but if it's a miyut, also it's got to be roiv and makbid. And therefore, the gozru, the chomer goyze, the expanded midrabanan al ruboy she'enim makbid. If you have roiv of this type of chatzitza, even if he doesn't care, mishem ruboy makbid. And similarly, they were goyzer al mi'utei hamakbid mishem ruboy hamakbid. So now the Gemara says, why don't we go the final additional step? The ligzer nami al mi'utei she'en makbid mishem mi'utei hamakbid. Let us say that even if it's a mi'utei she'en makbid, it's a small little nothing that I don't care about. Let's be goyzer mishem either mi'utei hamakbid, or be goyzer nami because of ruboy she'en makbid. In other words, let's close the circle and take all cases. We start off with Rubai HaMakbid. We add a Midrabanan, Rubai She'en HaMakbid, or Miut HaMakbid. Says Imar, let's go one more step, Miut She'en HaMakbid. And Imar gives the obvious answer. He goof exeira, the Gansa Maisef and the Rubai She'en HaMakbid, or the Miut HaMakbid, that's only exeira. So I add one additional layer of gzeira. Therefore, if it's only a miut and ain't a makbid, it's not choitzit. Lamaisa, since Rashi learns that our entire Gemara is talking about seyar, it's mashma from the Rashi that when it comes to the guf, to the person's flesh, that even if it's a miut she'enoy makbid, it's osur min hateira. It's only legabi the seyar where min hateira you have to have the two requirements, roiv and makbid. It's mashma that on the guf, on the skin, if a person just has a little drop of ink, I don't care. Come on, I have ink on my hands all the time. I'm always writing and I always have ink. A little nothing is that. It's only a half of a percent on my body of little ink and I don't care. According to Rashi, it's mashma. It's a chatzitza min hateira. You're saying, where do I take this from? Look at the second choices from the bottom of the Amud. Dvar Torah Rubai Makbid Olav Choytzit, to see about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Pirish Bekuntris. Besaroi Mashma. Avu Besaroi Afilu Mi'utoi She'en Makbid is Choytzit. Can you imagine? A little dot, a nothingness, a agunish. Well, who cares? Come on, leave it. I don't even talk about it. No. It is Choytzit. Kosher the Beit Avraham Benitam asks a series of kashis, and that's why other Rishonim learn differently than Rashi, and they interpret our Gemara not to talk about the Seir, about the Guf. And now you understand why people are very, very makbid, and even the smallest, particularly the Gabe, the women, the women are very, very makbid to go and take off every single little drop of here or there, whatever. Ay, it's a hamich and a makbid. No, no, no. Like Rashi, mich and a makbid is the deraisa. This is nishka chumah, this is nishka drabonah, nishka gzeira. Those are deraisa, the way Tosis understands the Rashi. Anyway, so we've gone through the shiurim and the chatzitza. Now we come to the machitzin. What's the share of a machitza? As we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, the minimum share of a machitza is 10 tvach. If you're thinking about for what purposes? Well, for purposes of the Rishus Rabim, for purposes of a sukkah, for purposes of a mavoi, for a mezuzah, all different things that have a minimum of 10 tvach. If you're thinking about what about the traditional machitza between men and women, oh, there's a ton of Torah about that in Igros Moshe and in many other poskim, what the minimum share of a machitza between men and women. There it's not only a question of a machitza, it's also a question of if you go and see the women, whether if they're not properly dressed and they're not wearing head coverings, etc., and other things. So therefore, it's not just a machitza, just a finite size of the machitza, but you have many other considerations as well. But we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on just the simple, practical, a machitza's got to be 10 tvachim tall. Why are you telling me that machitzas is one of the three halacha l'moishim sinais? Sedoch in the teira, the omamar says in the pasuk. Aroin tisha v'chapoyir estefach harikana soro. What is this referring to? The Torah says about the aroin, that you have to go and make the aroin. Now how tall was the aroin? It says in the pasuk, amasayim arkoi, the Amma Rochboy, the Amma Vachetzi Koy Mosoi. Amma Vachetzi means an Amma and a half, it's Koyme, its height. Now an Amma, as we all know, is 6 Tvach. A half of 6 comes out to roughly, Daniel, where are you? Half of 6 comes out to roughly 3. So if we add 6 plus 3, we get to 9 Tvach. That's the height of the Orin. On top of the Orin, they had the Kapoitis. Kapoitis was the lid on top of that lid, you had the kruvim sticking out, as we know from the Chumash. Anyway, how tall was that kaporis? It was a tefach. So if you had 9 plus 1, you get to 10 altogether. Okay, now what does that have to do with the machitzas? So Rashi brings the Gemara Masech the Sukkah. If you want to look at the Rashi, we start the Rashi 4 lines before the wide lines. An amma v'cheti 6 plus 3 is 9. The kaporis tefach is a tenth. Hari asar uksiv. The dibarti itcha me'ala kaporis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to speak to you on behalf of Klal Yisrael from on top of the kaporis, on top of that tent. V'tanim berikam the sukkah. Rabbi Yosi oim la oilam liyor deshchina lamatam yasara. The shchina never came lower than 10. Tichsev ha'shemayim shemayim la'shem. Or it's a sound of the God of Kodesh Baruch Hu is in shemayim. So where does the Shemayim end? Once he hit the 10 Tvachim line from the ground, going up 10 Tvachim, that's all considered Oretz. Oh, Azizon Chazal in Mesech the Sukkah. So what do I see from this? Al Masara have a Mechitza. Dilemala, Measara li Choshev li Rishus Tachtis, El Rishus Achriti. I see from this that when you get to the height of 10, you end the Rishus of Aretz, and from now you start a holier environment. That's the environment where Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel can come down and speak from there to Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. So I learned that from the Kaparis. Ah, so this din of separating from higher than 10 and below 10, does the Kaparisik. Aposik legabi the Kaparis with the Aretz. What do I need Halacha L'meishim Sinai for? Every Mara Loi Tzricha L'Rabbi Yehuda. Likud Rabbi Yehuda, or El Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Amas Binyan Ba'ama Bas Shisha, Amas Kalim Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. Oh, just like we spoke about in the Omer Aleph, that parts of the Mizbeach were Ba'ama Bas Chamisha, Rabbi Yehuda says that Kalim generally in the base of Mikdash, Kalim such as the Shulchan and the Menoira and things of that nature, and in our case the Oroin, were not Ama Bas Shisha, but Ama Bas Chamisha. And if that's the case, so how much do we have then? So says Rashi, then we would only have 8.5. Why do we only have 8.5? Because the actual Orin itself is Amma v'chetzi. Amma is 5. Chetzi, half of 5, gets you to roughly 2.5. 5 and 2.5 comes out to 7.5. You add the kaparis is 1. 7.5 plus 1 is 8.5. But we know that the loch and the machitza has got to be 10. Oh! Don't learn it from Kaparis Mit Arayim, special din of 10. The reason why we have a Loch L'Moshe Sinai to tell us that it's 10, it's going to Rabbi Yehuda that says that the Arayim at the Kaparis was only Be'amim Mas Chamish, and therefore it's only 8.5, so you cannot learn 10 from 8.5. That's why you have to have a Loch L'Moshe Sinai. According to Ramey that says that all the Amis were Beinus, Beinus means they were all 6. All that's coming to exclude, says Rashi, is another Gemara that talks about the fact that there were slightly larger ones in Bishushan Abira. Am achas yiseira ashul moishe chatzi etzba, v'achas yiseira another chatzi etzba. Gemara m'sachas p'sachim. Anyway, but the word Beinus in our connection means that all Amis were 6. My ikalim neimer. What do I need the halacha l'moishe v'sinai for l'gabi hilchais mechitzin? After all, I know it from Kaparis. Every Gemara, the Meir Kiasoi Hilchasa, the good, the loved, the doifen akuma. Those three special halachas. We're going to have a lot about good and loved in our Masech. The doifen akuma is more Masech the Sukkah. Good is talking about good achis or good asik, which means sometimes we allow for virtual worlds as opposed to actual worlds. Good asik or good achas means sometimes the walls come from the ceiling down, sometimes it comes from the ground up. Obviously, you cannot say that in all cases, only where Chazal so interpret the halacha l'moshe v'sinai. That's called good. Lovet is referring to the famous halacha of 3 tvachim from the ground, or 3 tvachim from one to the other, like the schach of a sukkah. You could sometimes plug up the holes by saying lovet if it's within 3 tvachim. Uladoifen akuma, that's referring to sukkah, we had that already yesterday, where the beginning of the schach at the end of a sukkah, or the beginning of the sukkah on the top, on the ceiling, was schach posel. So instead of saying, it's posel, what do I do? if it happens to be all the way at the end, what I can say is that the wall that I had didn't end at the ceiling, but this was a crooked wall. It was a wall in this, in like an upside down L, where the wall started from the ground, went to the ceiling, but continued on with the hunchback. And therefore, how large would I allow for that hunchback? Up to 4 amas. That's the din of Doifin Akuma. Ah, where does it say this Doifin Akuma? The rabbis made this up? No, this is halacha l'moish misim. So therefore, that's what the halacha comes to tell you, the mechitzin, either to tell you the height of the mechitzin being 10 tefachim, or to tell you good love of the Doifin Akuma like Rameh. Why did we bring in this beautiful, beautiful sugifa? Because since we started off today's daf, now there's a machloikim tina by a verava legabi certain amos, whether the amos bashisha, amos baschamisha. Oh, so then we threw in now here at the end that there's a machloik, that there's in fact a machloikim legabi the amos abinyan in the base of English, whether the amos akelin or baschamisha or bashisha. So therefore that kind of finally concludes that whole discussion about the size of the various amos. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? The reason why we bring Ramei Reb Yehuda, because they are specifically talking about the Amos HaKelim. Reb Shimon Gamliel only specifically deals with Amos Kelayim. According to Rav, the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, why does he have to repeat again that Amos Kelayim is 6? The Tanakam already said that all Amos are 6, and all Amos includes Kelayim. Gemara says because what he is referring to is only Amos Kelayim as opposed to the various Amos of the Mizbeach. But he doesn't specifically talk about Mizbeach, he talks about Kelayim, and therefore we made a deal. Here the Gemara is saying is, we have a Mefeish Machlok between a Meir and Yehuda Legabi the Amos HaKelim, whether Ba'amas Bas Chamisha or Ba'amas Bas Shisha.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, hearing no further questions, Bichem, tomorrow, 8:05. Yes, somebody has a question.
I have a question.
Yes, Uri, please.
Yeah. How do we know the instances where we say Halacha Moshe Misinai? Like, where does that come from? You know, like, why don't we just say it more often when we're not sure where a source is?
It's a very good...
Halacha Moshe Misinai.
Thanks, but the circular logic.
Yeah, Halacha Moshe Misinai is totally Mesora, totally... based on generation after generation, what Moshe Rabbeinu heard at Har Sinai, where there is nothing in the Torah specifically, but this was an additional, this is a major, major part of Torah Shabbat Peh that was received by Moshe Rabbeinu. If we didn't have the benefit of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Ravina Ravashi codifying the Torah Shabbat Peh, Chas V'Shalom, we might have lost all of that too. So all of this is Mesoida that we have generation to generation, from generation to generation, from Moshe to Yeshua, and Yeshua to Zekanim, the Zekanim to the Shoftim. Look at the first Mishnah in Masechtas and Pirkei Avos. Generation after generation, this is one of the many halachas of Moshe Misinai, where our Gemara tells us this particular one was Shiurim, and Machitzin, and Chatzitzin. But there are numerous other halachas of Moshe Misinai that you have throughout the Torah. There are Svarim that have collected together all of those halachas of Moshe Misinai from the entire Shas, explaining each one in some detail. You're very welcome.
One more question. The Tosfos that you brought earlier, that Rashi was talking about only Basa'er, that it's Rubo
Rubay and Machlid.
But it seems from the question of Shad of the Gemara that it's not so. It seems like it's implying any...
I agree with you. On the surface, the Gemara is referring to anything and everything. Rashi, however, says very clearly that it's talking about Rubai Roiv Saroi. And then Rashi has a problem. How am I going to find the Roiv of the Sarois? Okay, if it's Shmutz, that's easy. But Rashi says, even by kosher, I can find Rubai Achas Achas. Each one of the 5,000 hairs, the Roiv of them are tied, each one individually. I mean, that's a very remote type of situation. It would be much easier to just simply say Roiv than the whole chest, and the whole belly, and the whole legs, whatever. The fact that Rashi says it sounds like he's only talking about Seir. And that's how Tois has learned the Rashi. He's learning that the Basma. I agree with you. Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, there's no word in the Gemara that tells us it has to do Dafka with Seir. It sounds like even the entire body. But that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, and therefore Tois says that Shver from a whole bunch of other Gemara. You're welcome. Have a great day, everybody. And Yitzchem 805 continuing tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.